Hi, my name is Callie Wilson, and here with me today is my mock medieval medical student from the 1300s named Giuseppe. Hi, Giuseppe. Thank you for being with us today on the show.
Glad to be here.
Today, I will be interviewing a mock medieval student from the 1300s or medieval times who was receiving medical education in a university. There are a couple of different medical universities like Bologna, Paris, Montpellier, and Salerno. Right now, Giuseppe is attending university at Bologna. Let's start this out with you telling me how old you are right now and how life at university is for you.
I am 15 right now, and life at university is pretty tough. I have to get up early in the morning around 5 a.m. and attend classes until 10 a.m. or noon, after which I go eat lunch and then go study with my master until 5 p.m. Then I eat dinner and usually just go to bed. We all usually just go to bed at sunset because we can't afford lighting candles to study.
Now, I noticed how you mentioned master. Would you mind telling me a little bit more about how you pick a master and what they do for you at the university?
Yeah, so I was able to choose my master after being at the university a few days. I am not able to switch masters, and he controls my school learning along with some of my personal life matters.
Wow, that's very interesting. The master you're talking about sounds very similar to the mentors we have at universities nowadays. Now, I know right now universities are very expensive for students. Are you or your classmates struggling to afford tuition and the life in general during the medieval ages?
Tuition is expensive at my university, and many of my peers are also struggling to afford all the expenses associated with learning medicine.
So, tell me what your expensive tuition is paying for and what you're studying at Bologna.
So, since I came in with a Bachelor of Arts degree before pursuing my medical degree, I only need 4 years to graduate. During the first year, we learn from Canon of Avicenna, which includes parts that deal with death, diseases of infants, where to eat and drink, on water and wine, and sleeping and walking. We also read from Galen, along with aphorisms of Hippocrates, which covered many of the basics you need for medical knowledge. Second year, there is more Galen and reading prognostics of Hippocrates and Avicenna's De Viribus Cordis. Third year, more aphorisms of Hippocrates and Galen's therapeutics. Fourth year, we relearned parts of Avicenna's canon from the first year, along with more Galen and Hippocrates. This, of course, is a more generalized list of what I will learn, and there are many more books from Galen and Hippocrates I'm not able to mention at the moment. Lots of books are repeated throughout these 4 years, and this is the case because the university wants to prepare all of its students to be successful in learning the required works.
I bet the repetition helps you learn those long medical textbooks. Now, I know we see Bologna as being the most similar to modern medical universities because they integrated more surgery into the curriculum. Would you mind telling me a little bit more about the surgeries you've seen or will see in the future?
We are probably the first school to do human dissection, and there is a growth in anatomical study. Besides giving lectures, each surgical instructor is to hold at least 2 disputes on surgical questions. All the doctors lecturing in surgery and medicine and medical doctors are required to attend the disputes, and all questions have to be about surgery and in surgical terms.
Bologna's teaching sounded very modern by including more human dissections and teachings as opposed to Paris or Montpellier, who included more medical readings and stuck with higher education rather than applicational. In the North, physiology was largely ignored, and there was more of a scholastic search, as opposed to in Italy, where there was more of an emphasis on the human aspect and interaction through surgery. This was largely due to the stigma associated with dissecting bodies in the North that was not seen as much in Italy. Well, Giuseppe, thank you so much for giving everyone a little insight into what life was like for a medical student in the 1300s at Bologna.